The more I tell people all the things I've screwed up in business, which there is quite a few, the easier it is for others to give it a go. It's in the breaking of things, trying to push yourself forward, that you learn everything. There's no shortcuts. There's no hacks to any of this stuff. It's literally wake up, get punched in the face, smile, keep going, and then turn around, do it again the next day.
At militarycreatorcon.com.
Great XQ. Roger, over.
Donnie, how are you, man? So happy to have you on the show today, first of all. Thank you for your service as well. Marine Corps. Hoorah, yeah. Hoorah.
Thanks, brother. It's been my honor. Looking forward to hanging out, man. I love everything that's going on with this Military Creator Con, so excited for all this.
100%. Yeah, it's going to be incredible. I mean, there's so many talented people from so many different walks of life. It's going to be just absolutely helpful for people that are trying to figure out how to take their dream or their creativity and bring it to something that, you know, can build a world around. So first of all, would you mind bringing us into your world a little bit? I know a bit about you and what you've done, but for the people that don't know you yet, can you bring us into your world?
Yeah, so I'm the founder and CEO of Success Champion Networking and the Badass Business Summit. So we run business-to-business virtual networking groups currently in 9 countries around the world, and just have built a really cool community around helping, you know, the corporate escapees that have left the corporate world, gone out, launched their businesses, you know, actually get into good networking and be able to really, really build the business they sought out to build in the first place. Man, it's been a blast. I've had a lot of fun building all this.
Man, so incredible. I've always said that, like, you're one conversation away from the life that you truly desire, and just having a network of people that you can build with, I'm sure that's been transformational. What made you want to do that?
You know, I really didn't, if I were completely honest. I never thought my business was going to be networking, but my entire career was centered around sales. I was a straight commission sales guy my entire run. And, you know, when I sold, I was selling into, you know, mid-market $1 to $100 million companies or up to Fortune 500. And long story short, everywhere I went, networking just sucked. You know, when you're selling at that level to those size of companies, you know, most places you go network is filled with people who aren't selling at that level. So they're selling to consumers, or they're selling to small, I don't know, plumbing companies, roofing companies, and like, all great stuff, great people. But if you're really selling at that mid-market level, there's not a lot of spaces for you. So we saw an opportunity to help a lot of people and got some frameworks right that got people really dialed in. And it's, I, you know, for us, the ROI from the members and the stories they tell, because now they're surrounded with people that are going after their level of ICP, has just been, you know, fun to build and fun to be a part of.
Now, when you say ICP, for people that don't know any of these acronyms, could you explain what that means?
Yeah, so everybody has an ICP that, you know, has a company of any sort. So an ICP is your ideal client profile. So it's your perfect best client. I think anybody who says that they can sell to anyone is really selling to no one, because nobody knows how to talk to them. Nobody knows how to refer them and the like. So what we've done is we'll take, you know, one of our members and ask them specifically, like, who is your ideal client? And you'll hear things like, it's a manufacturer of or a $20 million manufacturer of some sort of widget. And what we'll do is we'll take that manufacturer, we'll break down all the vendors that manufacturer would be using, all those different industries, and we'll bring them together in one group, because now if they all could sell to that same manufacturer, they all each have their own clients. And now we can all work together on opening doors, going after these bigger clients, bigger conversations. So it's about aligning yourself with people that are also selling at the same level into the same type of companies. So there's a lot of synergy, a lot of similar conversations happening, and, you know, just some cool dynamics to come with it.
Now, if you were to put this into your own words, what would you say is the problem that you guys solve for?
Most people that are running a company of any sort have never held a sales job, a sales position. They've not sold anything. So one of the biggest things we solve is the business development problem for companies. You know, so let's take, you know, anybody that worked in a corporate space that's gone out, they've now launched their own company, they are typically tacticians at what they do, like some of the best in the game at what they do. What they suck at is being able to get in front of the right people that could actually say yes and buy their stuff. So we create an environment where we become an aspect of their business development arm of their business. But I should also say that, you know, we're not telling people that networking is going to be the only thing growing your business. Matter of fact, if networking is the only thing you're doing, you're going to fail miserably in business. It's got to be a portion of your overall business development strategy. So for me, you know, there's three things people got to be doing at all times. One, of course, they've got to be networking. Two, they've got to be putting out some sort of thought leadership. In this day and age, like people that are out there on social stages, podcasts and alike, sharing their story, sharing their message, teaching, they're the ones that are climbing rapidly right now. And then the third thing people got to do, they've got to be doing some sort of cold outreach. Like, you know, you've got to be going direct to the people that you're trying to buy your stuff and connecting that way. But a lot of people, once they find networking, that's all they do. That's all they get stuck on. And then they wonder why it doesn't actually work for them.
No, that's super helpful for you to break that down, because you're so right. Like, if you're speaking to everyone, you're definitely speaking to no one. Yep. It's like putting, you know, a hip hop song on like a country station. Like, yeah, you could do it.
That's
technically
the exact example I use, man.
But people aren't necessarily, the right audience is going to resonate with it, and the wrong one is going to go deaf, right? So thank you for breaking that down. So obviously you have a wealth of knowledge and experience with this. Coming to the Military Creator Conference, what can people expect to learn from you and all this wealth of knowledge that you have?
So I'm going to break down not only the 30-30-30 methodology, which is, you know, how to network, how to build thought leadership, how do you, you know, go do the cold outreach, put things in perspective that people can readily apply. Like, you'll walk away from my section with, you know, the action's already in place. Like, we're going to open LinkedIn and get dialed in there. We're going to open up ideas and places you should be networking. So not going to just come to my session and take a whole lot of notes and then walk away going, okay, what was the triangle thing he talked about? Now, we're going to put it all in play during the session. So it's going to be a full working session with me to make sure not only do you get it, but we put it in play and you get ROI from hanging out with us. Because I hate figureheads. I hate people that just want to get up and tell their life story and all their accolades. We're going to come right out the gate, start swinging, and get after it. So it brings you as much value as you possibly can.
So what I'm hearing from this is that if someone comes to your session and they end up connecting with you at the event, they're not only going to learn something new, but they're going to have some tactical skill that they can then apply to start getting results. Did I hear
Absolutely.
That the right way?
Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, obviously, like I said, you have a wealth of knowledge. You've done a lot of incredible things. How did this start for you? Because obviously, this is a bit of probably a jump from what you did in the military. Can you walk us back from how you even got here?
Sure. So, you know, I got out of high school, 4 years in the Marine Corps, and then I literally got out as fast as I could. I don't regret it by any stretch of the imagination, but I knew the military wasn't going to be, you know, my career quickly. And from there, I pretty much jumped into sales, straight commission sales, the entire run. I turned 40 and heard for the first time you could start your own business. I literally had no clue that that was a thing. And so I launched my company. 24 hours after I launched my company, I was slapped with a non-compete that I never signed. It was completely fabricated. And so I ended up not being able to launch the company I originally thought I was going to launch. I was originally launching a sales training company, and I couldn't launch it. So I figured the non-compete was for 1 year. I was going to give it a go. I launched the company, thought I was going to be a professional speaker, realized quickly nobody knew who the hell I was. And so nobody was giving me stages or the like. I didn't know what the business was. So literally 6 months into building my company, my wife's Jeep was repossessed. We almost lost our farm to foreclosure. I had no clue how to be a business owner. Graciously, my wife cashed in her 401k at that point, got her Jeep back and saved our farm. And we went from that moment through a lot of ups and downs, a lot of different business ideas, a lot of different transitions until I founded, you know, Success Champions Networking, and found that I had a way of teaching networking that most people don't do. And, you know, let's be honest, most people that teach networking are just broke assholes that don't know how to sell. And, you know, my entire background is sales. So I come at everything. How do you actually find clients within the networking model?
Man, so much to unpack there. First of all, I just want to thank you for being like kind of vulnerable and revealing like the texture of what the journey could look like. Because I think that when most people think about going to start a business or build a business, they think of it like the rose colored glasses. Like, I'm going to do it because I have the tenacity to do it. And a lot of times you need a lot more than that. You need mindset, you need systems, you need support, right? And just kind of sharing with us like what it was like for you to go through those hard times is I think very helpful, especially for veterans that want to try to figure out how to do this. So thank you for that.
Yeah, and you won't ever hear me talk about the veteran space a whole lot. Not, like I said, it's not that I have any regrets from it, but, you know, I've done so much more cool things since being in the military. And you know, if that's the only thing I can hang my shingle on, then I don't think I've lived life. You know, so what I always try and get people to understand is the journey they need to be looking at is the things in front of them, not behind them. Right? Where are they going? How are they going to get there? And what are they going to do? And what most people do is they launch a business, then they make themselves an island. They don't tell anybody that they're struggling. They don't seek out help often. And so business continues to get hard and they continue to struggle at figuring things out. So I've just found the more I tell people all the things I've screwed up in business, which there is quite a few, right? The easier it is for others to give it a go. We have a series of champions codes that work kind of like core values for our company and for our members. And one of those codes is go break shit, trying new things. And it's the fundamental of like, you've got to go try new things. You've got to expand. You've got to challenge. You've got to push yourself because it's in the breaking of things, trying to push yourself forward, that you learn everything. There's no shortcuts. There's no hacks to any of this stuff. It's literally wake up, get punched in the face, smile, keep going, and then turn around, do it again the next day. Because building a business, it's the wildest roller coaster on the planet. One, you're going to meet the dude in the mirror. Two, you're literally going to have days where you're like, this is the greatest adventure ever. Holy cow, I can't believe I'm here. And then an hour later going, why the hell am I still doing this? I should go back and get a job, right? It is the wildest ride of all time, and I love everything about it.
So what made you want to start a business? I mean, you probably had some sense going in that, like, yeah, it could be complicated. What made you want
actually,
to do
no,
that?
Actually, no, I really, I thought it was going to be easy, man.
This is going to be easy, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, my whole career was a sales guy. So I thought, man, you just go sell stuff and it works and it happens and that's simple. And, you know, but the catalyst to it all was I was actually going to buy out the sales training company I was selling for. And that was going to be my journey. I thought sales training was going to be all that I did. And out during a dinner to start talking about the buyout for that sales training company, my then boss / partner looked at me and he said a phrase that forever changed my life. And what he said to me was, Donnie, thank God you're my retirement plan. Now, he said that completely out of love, and my first response was, dude, my honor, I love working for you, great guy. We still talk, still great guy, right? It was just after that dinner, I went and sat in my truck, and I'm looking in my rearview mirror going, dude, what the hell? You were literally somebody else's retirement plan. I looked over my entire journey, and that's all I'd been, is somebody else's retirement plan. I'd made lots of people, lots of money, and I'd done okay, but not in comparison to what the money that I'd made for other people was. You know, I saw the millions of dollars I've sold over the years and what the companies kept versus what I kept, and it was a massive gap there. Literally 15 days later from that moment's when I walked away from it all to launch all this.
Man, that's such a strong point, you know, because I do think a lot of us that have any kind of skills or any experience when you start putting it into the world, yeah, you are solving a particular problem and it does come with a certain value. But yeah, in most cases, you're not getting, you know, compensated to the degree of the problem that you solve for and for what organization. So yeah, that's a big, that for me, that was also a big shift. So
yeah,
thank you for saying that. Yeah, that's a, I think that could make a big difference for someone that's listening to this conversation. With that being said, Military Creator Conference, what made you even want to get involved with that? Obviously, you left the military quite a while ago, and you've done a lot of things since then. Why did you want to be a part of the Military Creator Conference?
So this was the first time I ever even heard of it. What's a fascinating thing is we have a private community with all of my members in the networking groups. And one of my members put a post that said, hey, is anybody going to know anything about the Military Creator Con? I'm like, what the hell is that? So I jumped on and I'm like, how cool is that? You know, I've got some amazing friends that are veterans around the U.S., you know, guys like Donald Dotson, who's a master leather crafter, you know, and folks like that. And I've got met some amazing people. And so when I started looking into what this was, not only was it for, you know, maybe your social content creators, but it was also for your artists, you know, like your leather workers, your painters. And I thought, what a cool place to, you know, bring people together that, you know, have a talent, a skill set of some sort, and put them all in one place. And you know, you put a bunch of veterans in one room, something's going to break, but they're all going to have some camaraderie along the way. And, you know, I just thought, it's something I carry even outside the military, you know, ecosystem, is my story of the struggle of building a business and how I'm willing to put that out there. I think more people need to hear that stuff because all they get to see is the Instagram life, right? They get to see the outcomes of all the tough life. They never get to see the hardships people go through. So oftentimes people think they're the only ones going through it. And look, let's be honest, small business owners are the only ones in this world that are going to actually impact and change the world. If you help a Fortune 5, all that does is help that Fortune 5 grow. But if you help a small business owner, the impact on their local community is instantaneous. Like, they buy more things local. They're able to support more things. They purchase more. Like, that's how you shift and change an economy. And, you know, by God, I'm going to help as many small business owners as I freaking can find success in this adventure.
Now, speaking of Fortune 5s, you've had some experience with working with these Fortune 500 opportunities. How did that come to be?
So, you know, my funniest story, I guess, would be landing Home Depot as a client. The first time I called on Home Depot, I was selling commercial printing. The first time I called on them, literally, I ran into the guy's office who was their main print buyer, and I said, look, you're not going to give me a snowball's chance in hell at any of your printing. You're not going to help, you know, give me anything anytime soon. But can I be your number six printer on the list? And he laughed at me. He goes, what do you mean? I said, I'm sure you got your 1, 2, and 3 that you're going to go with no matter what. Can I come down here and be number six? And he laughed at me and goes, okay, you can be number six. I then proceeded for the next 4 years going by once a month, really getting to know him, asking questions, and diving into this guy's world, his family, his kids. Hardly ever asked printing. About once every 6 months, I'd say, am I number six or I got to number five yet? Right. And just, you know, kind of slowly. And at one point, I remember when he said I was now number four and I was like, yes. Right. But about 4 years of doing that, I'd worked myself into the top three. I'd gotten to bid on a couple of small things, but hadn't won anything. But I was driving my truck down the road and my phone rings and it's him. And he says, how fast can you be there? And I think I was getting close to Dallas and, you know, they were over in Grand Prairie at the time. And I said, I'm heading that way right now. So I turned the truck on a dime and started racing that way. I walk into his office and he throws a postcard that hits me in the chest. And I said, okay, what's this? And I could tell that the postcard was messed up. And what he said was, I need a million of these sent out and mailed in about 72 hours. The other printer just dropped the ball and screwed it all up. I said, done. I called the CEO of the company and said, you know, I need you to clear the presses. He goes, we can't. We've got full production. And I said, I'm bringing Home Depot in with a, you know, a million piece run. He's like, we'll clear the presses, and got it done. So, but it took me 4 years of nurturing that relationship. And so when I talk about these PR members who sell into these mid-market companies, these deals, you know, when you're talking five, six, seven-figure deals, they take days, they take years to nurture and bring to the table. And so traditional networking techniques and alike just won't work in that realm. So, but don't worry, I'm going to break it down at the creator, you know, Military Creator Con to break it down so anybody can use the systems and things we teach. You know, it's just we particularly focus on those people going after the larger deals and larger companies.
That that is an incredible response, right? and I love that because ultimately, like every opportunity that you want to get out of life, there's some relationship in between that opportunity that you need to kind of navigate. And if you do operate with it in a non-transactional way, like really try to put in the effort and the time that it takes to build meaningful relationships, you can close the distance on any opportunity you want. So I love that you shared that. And I'm excited for the veterans that are going to get to hear you speak about this, because ultimately, if you have an idea, you have a skill, you have a passion, and you have a sense of how to navigate those relationships that can open doors for you, it can transform everything. So this is really, really exciting stuff, man. How do people get in contact with you? How do they find out more about what you're doing and go deeper with you?
Well, before I do that, guys, if you got any value out of this show whatsoever, do LaShawn a favor and literally take a screenshot wherever you're listening and watching this and post this to social media. Because here's the thing I'll tell you. Building a following, building an audience is literally one of the toughest things in the world, right? But if you take a screenshot and put it out there, it lets him know this is the kind of content he's looking for and this is that he's heading down the right path with all this. It helps him get more exposure. If you want to come hang out with me in my world, LinkedIn's the easiest place to find me. Just Donnie Bovine, B as in boy, O-I, V as in Victor, I-N. On LinkedIn, I'm the only one on the platform. Find me there or check out our website at successchampionnetworking.com or badassbusinesssummit.com.
Well, we're excited to have you, Donnie. I can tell that there's a wealth of knowledge that you even didn't have a chance to share yet. So people that are going to meet with you in Dallas or in Arlington, I should say, are going to have an incredible experience, and I'm excited for them. Thank you for coming on, man, and sharing all
your experience. Thanks, brother. And guys, I'll be there all 3 days in the crowd. Come, feel free to come say hi. I'm going to be a participant right along with you. But, you know, come say hi. You know, make sure you walk up, introduce yourself. I'd love to meet you. Thanks again, LaShawn.
100%. And with that being said, we'll see you guys in the next video. Bye for now.
MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Great XQ. Roger.